All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Nate here.
And Earl, how you going?
Good, good. We just thought we'd film a bit of an episode about, you know, everything that's going on with coronavirus and obviously, you know, how it's impacting businesses.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen a lot of businesses had to suddenly go online. So we thought we'd take an opportunity, I guess, to talk about that. And how it applies, I guess, with this really applies to any existing businesses, I guess, new businesses that are thinking about opening up an online store or just an online platform and trying to get sales through it. And I guess it's super relevant to right now because of what's happened. And I guess because we work with so many small businesses or medium businesses as well, we saw so many of them suddenly have to change and, I guess, create a whole new part of their business. Like, for example, we do a lot of restaurants and cafes. We saw a lot of them suddenly having to like create an online ordering system or creating like a delivery system or go onto Uber. And then, if, for example, retail had to open up online stores and I guess even gyms or Pilates, how they had to create like a place where people can learn online or where they can log in, you know, get their weekly training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So much has changed. And like it is interesting to see people's different reactions, some businesses went all in, some businesses sort of just put everything on pause.
Incredible.
Yeah, let's just walk through some stuff.
I guess the first thing, I mean, the kick it off would be getting your domain name. Pretty simple. Yeah. And you know, you do that through the basics, like you can just type in domain name in Google and get GoDaddy or crazy domains. Make sure it's aligned with your business. I mean, you know, if your business is called Paul's Seafood or whatever it might be, try making it paulseafood.com or .com.au. Or I guess, you know, if that's not possible, Paul Seafood Adelaide, your location specific would be like the best place to start.
Try and get a good one. Like it's worth looking around, trying to find a good fit, not just getting some random one. Because people do look at that when they go on a website. The domain name is like, you know, www.nike.com.
Yeah.
But if it was...
You've got to... Otherwise, people forget you instantly. So if someone's typing in you, someone sees someone wearing your clothes in the street and they tell them the name, they just want to be able to type it in Google and find you straight away. So yeah, keep it simple. .com or .com.au will also help your rankings. So yeah, try and find one that matches. And if you get stuck, just use your location. And then obviously you've got to jump into, I guess, attaching that domain name to something, being your website.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a few platforms you can use out there. What ones do you reckon most people should use?
Well, I'm a fan of sticking to like the big ones because if you get stuck with anything, you're going to be able to find a ton of content, whether on YouTube or online, you know, how to fix problems and stuff like that. The things we see most of the time is either WordPress, if you're a website that doesn't necessarily sell anything.
Yep.
Like if you're just a cafe, you want a website set up, that's probably the best. I mean, if you're selling something, Shopify is a huge one. Yeah. And if you want to do the website yourself really easily, I know Wix and Squarespace, they might even have free options, but it's all drag and drop. It's really easy to set up and pretty much everyone's going to be able to do that.
Yeah, they all have their benefits. I mean, Shopify has the costs, especially with the US dollar right now. It's making it pretty expensive.
Yeah.
If you're a new store, but I mean, I think we both personally use Shopify. Most of the stores we set up with Shopify, unless it's like you said, for, you know, like even like a building business, WordPress might be better just as a place to set up. And that most people these days, people think that like websites are some crazy technology with coding, it's done in a background. Yeah. They are pretty simple. I mean, most people can learn how to do it in a day.
Yeah. It's just they've never looked at it, you know, they've never seen how it works. But if you just Google, you know, website builder and stuff like that, Wix and Squarespace and Shopify are especially easy. WordPress is a bit different, but I mean, it is crazy. Like in one day, someone who doesn't know what they're doing can have a decent website up. If you look at, you know, look at what your competitors are doing, look at what is a good website in your market, and then just copy the things that you like about it and put your own flavor on it.
Yeah. You can literally just type into Google Shopify theme and your competitor's business probably has used the theme that you want. So cost you 20 to 200 bucks, but it saves you any effort. Pretty much all you have to do is drag your logo on there, a couple of photos, change the number, and you're ready to go. And that's probably I spoke to a lady recently who has a Pilates business. She literally set up her website as soon as this pandemic kicked in. She set up her website and did online courses within a week, and she'd never done anything like that before, just simply by using YouTube. So anyone can definitely do it. I think she was 60 years old. Not that old.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, have a look around at what other people are doing with the websites and stuff, because when it is online, like, your website is everything about you. That's how potential customers, existing customers, they're going to look at you there, and they're going to, their gauge of you is just from the website. So
it's your personality in a way.
Yeah.
Personality. And yeah, I mean, we still see so many businesses that have the wrong number.
It's just making it as good as you can. yeah. And then also our thing that, like, we notice, like, a lot of people get caught up in, or when I speak to people, is they focus a lot on making it look good, which is important. It has to look good.
Oh, yeah.
Two-tone market, but it also has to have, like, functionality. Like, it needs to be built to, like, if you're selling things on the home page, when they land somewhere, it has to have, like, a shop now button. It has to have, you know, maybe products on the home page.
Yeah.
Don't make them jump through hoops to get to what they want to get to, whether it's a Pilates class.
Yeah, it's or like a website. You just find a shop button.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple. I guess once you do have your website set up, if you don't, obviously send us a DM. But the next step, well, I guess would be, like, you know, setting up your socials.
Yeah. Yeah. So some businesses might already have, like, their Facebook and Instagram set up if you're an existing business. If you haven't done it before, I mean, it's so easy. Like, it literally walks you through the steps. Again, I would be picking a name that's, you know, matches your business name, obviously, and then you want to have them all same across the board. So I'd be looking on Instagram, see if your name's already taken, if it already pops up, and the same with Facebook.
Yeah.
And then just...
That's really important for, like, a business that hasn't been started yet. So for existing businesses, you might have bad luck. Everything might be taken. You've got to wing it and try and find something. But if you haven't started a business, definitely, like, sit down, take 10 minutes to go on Instagram, search the name, go on Facebook, search the name, go on wherever, and then go on GoDaddy and just make sure it hasn't been taken, because, yeah, you could get everything set up, get your logo done, and then realize you can't use it. So we've seen people.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that. But yeah, all that sort of setup stuff is pretty easy. After you have all the pages set up, you want to set up a business manager. So if you've seen our post before, we've obviously spoke about that a whole lot. Business.facebook.com is, like, where you should be doing everything to do with business when it comes to your Facebook.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't actually know about that. So when you log in, it'll be gray, not blue. So it's not even done on the normal Facebook.
Yeah. It's probably the biggest mistake we see, because, yeah, as Nate mentioned, we see a lot of people using the boost button, and that's generally when they don't have a business page set up. So important. So make sure you do that properly. If you get stuck, Google is a hell of a thing, or YouTube. Just type in how to set up Facebook business, and it literally takes under a minute.
Yeah. Because once you have the business manager set up, then you're going to be able to set up the ads manager and stuff.
Yeah. And through your business manager, you'll be able to, so you have more than one business, you can operate them all from just the click of a button. So it's really simple. But yeah, you'll be setting up your ad account through the business manager, which is, once again, really simple. It's just a click of a button.
Yeah. And then the ads manager, probably one of the coolest things, and one of the most, like, a big advantage about online advertising is the whole, like, how much data you can get and how much tracking you can do. And that's all done through a Facebook pixel. So once you've set up your business manager and ads manager, you'll be able to create a pixel, and you'll be able to plug that into your website. So it's just a piece of code. It's like 10 numbers.
Yep.
And most website builders will have, you know, if you go to your settings on your website, it will have a little text section where you can just copy and paste in those numbers, and then Facebook will be able to track who... how many people go to your website, what actions they take. So that's something that you need to do before you start running ads or anything like that, because you want to track the data straight away.
Yep, get as much data as possible in the door. Every person counts.
Yeah.
It'll tell you everything. And that way, I guess, using that pixel, you can start to create lookalike audiences, which are a little bit more complex, but they're so powerful. It pretty much just takes the data that you've been stored on your website from people that have visited your website or engaged with your Facebook page or anything really. And it creates, like, a, I guess, an alias for them. And then you can target people that look like that on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so powerful. And that's, you know, that is one of the best tools we use, like, you know, with clients, and we start running advertising. Like, in the beginning, if you've never run any ads before, at first, I mean, a cool tool that's actually in Business Manager is Audience Insights.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this data tool that Facebook has made, and you can literally plug in there. Like, say if you're selling shoes, whatever it is, it could be anything. Like, you just search in their shoes in whatever country, like Australia or even South Australia. You can be more specific, and it will show you, okay, typically you might say 60% of the people that are interested in shoes on Facebook, they're actually women. And then it can show you the breakdown of the age group and what sort of paper they like.
Yeah,
everything, all that sort of stuff. When you start running ads on Facebook or Instagram, is really important, because before you can create the lookalikes like Earl was talking about, you need to feed your pixel with the right data. So by targeting people and looking at what they're actually really, really interested in, and then sending all of those people that are the right audience to your website, your pixel is going to get smarter and smarter. And then eventually, when you run the lookalike audiences, or you can even just run a broad targeting ad at Australia, your pixel already knows what kind of person to look for and what time of day to show them the ad to work best. So that's why, like, everything we do is always, you're going to start from the ground up and make sure that the foundation is set up so that you can run good ads and you can get as much data as possible.
Yeah, that kind of, I guess, leads into the next point. Once you've got your pixel set up and that's plugged in, creating some Facebook ads.
Yeah.
They're different for everyone, I guess. They're pretty complex when you first look at them. As long as you're going through your ads manager and not the boost button, you're in the right place. and it comes down to, I guess, understanding what kind of ads, you'd start off with what you want to achieve. If you're like a physical store, it's going to be completely different to if you're, I guess it's all about online, but if you were like a restaurant maybe that's going online, it's going to be a bit different to, say, like a clothing store.
Yeah. Yeah. And what objective ads, like what sort of ads would you run if you were a clothing store?
If I was a clothing store, well, the biggest one and the main thing we always focus on is conversions. I mean, at the end of the day, Facebook's smart enough to understand. Whatever you choose, they're going to show the people that are most likely to take that action. So if you choose conversions, they're going to show your ads to people that are most likely to convert. But they are probably the most expensive action to get taken at first. So you might want to start with a traffic ad just to fill up the data. So start understanding, because they're a bit cheaper, just start understanding, I guess, who's interested, what insights and what audiences are going to work. But then even further back, you could go engagement ads.
Yeah.
Which are the cheapest. But I guess because you've got your online store, what did you start off with? Because you started out from nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is some different like levels of thought about this. Like basically when you run Facebook ads, for people listening that have never run an ad before, they have all these different objectives. So when you look at it, and it sort of goes from the least amount of buy-in to finally a sale, which is obviously a really valuable ad if it's just focusing on getting people to buy stuff. So some people think that you should start with maybe a reach ad or an engagement because it's the cheapest ad to reach like 1,000 people. So like if you're running a reach ad, like say if you're getting like $1-$2 per 1,000 people reached, you're like, oh, we'll get more people to the website that way. And then some people say that maybe we should just run conversion ads that are just going from the sale straight in the beginning. Yeah. I'm probably somewhere in the middle of that. I think that if you go for like a traffic objective or a view content using conversion, that way you're not going to get as many people, but it is more high quality. It's not just going to be anyone and everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And everyone's different as well. I've heard from so many different people, their opinions. A lot of people get better conversions using just traffic. Whereas most people I hear from, they say, just conversions, go for what you want. But everyone is different. So once again, it comes down to like micro testing.
Put a bit of budget.
Yeah, definitely. And then it also like for like a restaurant, you probably just want to get people to your website. You can set up conversions, but I'd probably just go traffic and try and get as many people in your local area. Seeing what you're selling, which is the food, or that applies to any business really. I guess even like a builder or something.
Yeah.
You only want to target the area you service. I mean, you're not going to target 100 kilometers away because you're not going to drive out there and deliver the food. So try and, I guess, more so, instead of spending time trying to figure out what objective to use, just try and figure out your targeting. So like who's interested in what you're selling.
Yeah, yeah. And no, you're exactly right. Like the audience is really, really important in the beginning, and so is the content. So the content of the ad, whether it's the headline or the image or the caption, you really need to, especially more in the beginning when the pixel doesn't know anything, you need to have like a headline that calls out the audience you're going for. Like, so if you're selling wine online, I would have something either in the photo or in the caption that says like, hey, wine lover, or do you love wine? Do you need to stock up on wine? Something that's going to call out to the people that are actually interested in what you're trying to sell.
Controlling. So important.
That's super important. But yeah, you need to really look at like, I think like a lot of people we speak to, a lot of, sometimes they have the wrong mindset of when I start running Facebook ads, I want to be able to just turn them on. The first ad's going to work. I'm going to start making sales instantly straight away. And like, look, we've seen it happen, but you need to look at it as like, look, I'm going to spend the first week or two chucking, even if it's $10, $20 a day, testing some ads. I'm going to test, you know, what happens if I run ads at females? What happens if I run ads at blokes? What if it's just on Facebook? What if it's just on Instagram? All this different stuff. Test it out and then put a week or two into it, and then you'll be able to make some ads that are working really well.
Yeah, start collecting data. And that's probably why, you know, you can start with your traffic and stuff. Just instead of going conversion straight away, you start using traffic, see which targeting is working the best because it's cheaper, and then change that exact ad set into a conversion ad set if it's working well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like if you look at what's the cost per click to get to my website, and you're testing two different audiences that you're running at in some separate ads, and then you go, okay, look, this one's obviously cheaper, and I'll change that over to purchases.
Yeah. So I guess those are the main things when you're getting started. Then you've obviously got, once, I guess you've got a basis of some people visiting your website. We've already spoken about retargeting, how you can retarget people using the Facebook pixel that have been to your website. You can look into setting up your email marketing a bit better. You want a bit of traffic, but you don't really need to, just to have the basis set up, and you can do that through, you know, MailChimp or Klaviyo. There's a few others out there.
Yeah.
Big fan of MailChimp compared to Klaviyo, but it doesn't work with Shopify.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a good thing to look into actually is Facebook ad library. So if you're running ads, if you just Google ad library, or if you Google search for Facebook ad library, it will come up. Basically, it's just a tool that Facebook created, and you can actually see every ad that's being run on Facebook. So you can put in, like, if you're starting a business, I'm sure you know 10, 20 competitors that are in the same niche as you. You can just look in there and see what ads are running, see how long they've ran it for, what sort of images they're using. I mean, that's a wicked tool.
Yeah, really powerful. You can literally, it sounds bad, but almost copy what your competition is doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's working, you've got to take something from that. Like, there's sometimes it's not worth reinventing the wheel.
Nah, not at all. It comes down to doing what works best. So try and use businesses that you think are doing well. Like if you're a shoe brand, maybe jump on Nike or something. Obviously they're huge and they can kind of get away with not doing heaps, but just have a look at, you know, their creatives, the copy, what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So ad library is good. With the email as well, like an email capture is really good. Like when you start off running traffic and everything like that, the more people that you can basically, just like Facebook's getting data, the email capture is really important as well. Like if you've been on a website, I'm sure you've seen one, try and make it something that's actually valuable. So for my clothing brand, like we say, like, hey, do you want a $5 voucher or $5 store credit? It's not just sign up so we can smash you with emails. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one wants that. We get enough of them already.
And I guess, like, what sort of offers do you see work when it comes to ads? Or like, what are people putting in the ads? Like, what do you suggest?
Well, I think it once again depends. I mean, a lot of people love a discount. And it's a bit of a 50-50. Some people think like a percentage works better, you know, 10, 15%, whatever you can afford. Whereas like you just said, you guys put a dollar amount on it so people can actually see the exact amount they're getting. I think that'd come down to, I guess, your price point, what you can afford, and how well you understand your budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the main one I see, is definitely a discount. But some people like to, you know, chuck in like a pair of socks or whatever it may be, like a bonus. Or you can like you get added to like a raffle or something where you could possibly win something.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think the offer is like super important, and with some businesses it is kind of hard like to stack it up, you know, like when you think of, everyone always thinks of like with McDonald's, they're like, oh, would you like fries with that?
Yeah.
There's something extra, or right, even if it's like, sometimes it's something intangible, like if it's a t-shirt, like, hey, like it's actually sustainably made, or there's some other thing to do with it, like maybe it's an organic t-shirt or something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for clothing, like, and then I guess it completely on the other end of the spectrum is like, say you're a professional service or someone that provides value, it might even be a gym or a yoga instructor or a builder, you can't really give something away to them. Like you give a free consult away, or you give like a free training, or you can give them like your email list and you can send out emails and, you know, teach them something. We have a free 52-week business course where we just give people tips every week. And that, yeah, that goes out to them and that's the sign up.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think it's like, if you're new to running ads online and you think, oh, okay, I'm just going to say, look, this is Bob's Mechanic. We've been, you know, this is our address. Come see us. Like, it's not really going to work. Like, even, it doesn't matter how good you are. Like, a lot of time it's going to be a lot more expensive to run that sort of ad. So you need to think about, if I was someone that needs to get my car serviced or whatever your product or service is, what would I want to see?
Yeah, what's going to stop you scrolling? It's the biggest thing. We see so many ads these days. What's going to get that person in the door and actually using you?
Yeah, yeah. Make them feel like they are losing something if they don't take action on your ad, or their life will be better off if they listen to your ad.
Yeah, yeah. Life-changing ads. I notice that these days when I'm scrolling through Facebook, because we're always looking at ads, if something stops my eyes, I'll sit there and be like, why am I looking at this out of anything?
Legit.
Because it's interesting to see how it works. I definitely think that's really important. I think we've touched on most things then. So, you know, choosing your domain, then choosing your website, make sure that it's all like in tune, make sure that your names are the same across everything. Then you're going to, you know, your social, setting them up, your ad account, your pixel, and then your email marketing if you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. No, and if you get stuck with anything, you can always message us on Instagram at Prestige Social, or if you want to learn a bit more, get into our course. If you click the link in our bio on our Instagram, basically we've got a Facebook ads course that's currently like 90% off. And you should check that out.
Yeah, teach you the A's to B's. Everything we're talking about, because some of the terminology you might use might confuse you. But the course takes you, you know, setting up your very, even setting up your business page all the way through to creating lookalikes, retargeting, the more technical stuff, and really building a proper sales funnel online. So it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's hours of video, in that. So it really does cover everything. Yeah. But yeah, I guess for this podcast, I mean, we've covered everything that we'd usually, like if you had a consult with someone and they wanted to know, hey, what do I need to do to get started? It's pretty much all the stuff we've spoken about.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I guess talk to you next time and we'll go from there.
All right. See you in the next one.